I can say Idris Elba. That's what I can say.
Oi!
So I don't know if you've seen with the...
Hey, why are you telling... Wait.
Giving it away. Giving it away.
A gun goes off in the club. They're getting chased out the club. And then it feels that lions are chasing them, you know?
We hear about the MI5. We hear about the CIA. We don't hear about the BSS, the Black Secret Service, which is...
Channeling a new creative energy. Well, that's it from my summary of a film and character so highly anticipated.
Tribal Mark will become a feature film. Is that what you say?
And hopefully one of the biggest feature films of 2025, 2026.
Obviously, I'm showing you guys the but I'm proud of the like myself, innit? So.
Greetings, I'm Ashley Samuels McKenzie.
And I'm Charles Parkinson.
And welcome to How I Became,
where we unveil the unscripted journeys of inspirational figures.
If you enjoy the show, could you do one thing? Subscribe. Wherever you are, just click the subscribe or follow button. That simple act can help us grow the podcast in a big way, and we need your support to do it. And if you really want to help play a part in our growth, rate us on Spotify or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It would mean the world. Thank you. This episode is brought to you by Uber, shaping the future for consumers as they go anywhere and get anything. Advertising on Uber connects brands with hundreds of millions of people using Uber around the world in the moments that move them most. To learn more about what we can do for your brand, visit uber.com/advertising.
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
So we'd like to welcome to the stage the producer of Tribal Mark, Adam Strawford. And the executive producer, co-director, and story by
the man named Skepta. Make some noise. So another element of our podcast is that I create a poem for each guest. This time I've created a poem for this special production that I'll drop before we begin. A story inspired by lived experiences of life and immigration, created with the intent to make a fresh story, channeling a new creative energy. Well, that's it from my summary of a film and character so highly anticipated. We will now hold a Q&A to hear how the motivations behind How Tribal Mark was created. Let's go.
So as we said, we're here to tell the story, the life story of Tribal Mark. Can we go right back to the beginning? What's the origin story of Tribal Mark? Where did this all begin? Take us back to the first moment, the idea.
Yo, Austin, walk on, what's up? Bop, 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 bop. Yeah. I've always thought this being a Nigerian, living in the UK, I just feel like I'm in my house. It feels Nigerian, it smells Nigerian, you know what I mean? But then when I come out the front door, I'm in a different country. And I feel like since a child, I've always felt a level of dissociation to just society. I have like me, then I have like, I come out and I deal with that, you know? So I wanted to put that story into the character because essentially, obviously we want him to become a big, you know, big time spy, hitman spy, get me? But we wanted to put that like dissociation and paranoia into the character as a prequel.
And so how did you go from this idea of wanting to do this vision, and we're going to talk about the real big vision of this later, but how did you go from the vision into actually creating this short film? Where did that begin?
Firstly, we wanted to do a film at first, then it was a series, and then we decided to do a short because, we just wanted to get started. You know, I feel like when we do the feature film, it'll just be like an action film, like a spy, like this guy, you know. But we wanted to do like a short to show the emotion and the mental health and trauma issues behind him, why he's so cold-hearted and such a precise and focused killer in the future. Yeah.
And like in the audience, we've got a lot of creative people here that all got their own passions and ideas. What would your advice be to them for how they can create their passion into fruition?
I just think it's just about take everything day by day, innit? It's very easy to get lost in like the big, you know what I mean? The lights. But I think it's like very small details that lead up to this big like crescendo, innit? So, but you'll never get there without these little steps. So it's just every day, day by day, don't go too far, you know? It's just keep it gently.
Day by day, day by day.
So we're talking about the backstory of Tribal Mark. Tell us about how you two both started to work together.
The story had been working for a while, like behind the scenes, and then I know Dwight, who's the co-writer, co-director, and executive producer as well. And then I started talking to him about it, and then kind of came on board with as a producer. And as soon as it kind of came on board, we started running real quick, and here we are.
Here we are, South by Southwest. And you're here witnessing history here. We're going to talk about this. There's a whole universe being built. It's really exciting. So let's get into it. In terms of Tribal Mark, what's his origin story as the character? Where did life begin for him? And what was his experience? And why did he move to London?
Tribal Mark. Mark is born in Nigeria, you know, and obviously it's a Nigerian immigrant story, but I feel like immigrants across the world will be able to, you know, relate to that feeling of like your house. That's why we had like the bird's eye view shots of the food, because like the relationship with food to us as an immigrant is serious, you know. Like if I ever go around the world on my travels and I get to a plate of pounded and egusi, like that is that's to me, that's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, to me that like, if I'm in, sometimes I could be like in Paris, there's a restaurant in Paris, African Kitchen. There's a restaurant in Paris that we go to, and when I touch down, to me, I'm like, wow, I feel at home, but I'm in Paris, you know. And I feel like for a lot of immigrants around the world, they would be able to relate to that, like the food, looking at that bird's eye, you know, and just it's a therapy movie, you know. It's a therapy movie. Like Mark's from Nigeria, moved to London with his mum. Because as you could see, his mum had another boyfriend in London, you know. So, just a fictional mayhem.
And we got a recommendation for a Nigerian restaurant in Austin. What was it? Lady?
Lady T's.
Have you been there? You have to go.
And then going on to another part of Tribal Mark, the tribal scars. Now, some people may not kind of understand the context behind them, but what is the significance of tribal scars in Nigerian culture?
You know, it's something, it's a tradition there, you know, like some's just for beauty purposes, just thinking like the design. And sometimes people do it to put medicine in because it gets into the blood quicker, they say, or whatever, you know. So there's many different reasons, but Tribal marks is a thing. Like it's a serious thing that happens in Nigeria, you know. So, you know, us thinking to call the character Mark, and then for him to have tribal marks, like it was just all like, you know what I mean? It's just all some divine intervention, beautiful thing that was just all making sense. Like we didn't want to complicate it. It made sense, and it just is, and it's a story, and that pain for a lot of Nigerians is very deep.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that.
And so we see Mark turn into Tribal Mark in the film, into the anti-hero, the hitman. How did he go from being in the estates of London to being a hitman? Can you share that yet, or is this all to come in the future?
Nah, I think like one of the main things that people were saying in all the premieres that we did was like, what's next?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's like, yo, so what, like, we need more, you know what I mean? So that was a perfect place for us to leave it. So that all that story that you're talking about and all the rest of it going forward and that, it's just like, it's just a massive universe for us to mess around with and brainstorm, you know?
So more from Tribal Mark coming soon then, I'm sure. And, and previously you also said that you wanted to create a superhero for black actors way beyond the time. What's your vision for how Tribal Mark can then support the world of black actors moving forward?
Yeah, that's what I see. Because I feel like it's bigger than me, you know. I want to help kickstart it. But I feel like after I do the first feature, I can step aside. Another black actor could step in, get the two scars, one, you know what I mean? And just keep it rolling and we're thinking of every detail, you know, like what car does he drive? What suit does he wear? What watch does he wear? Like to make him that real, because I feel like the black story is just very generic, innit? It's like either they snitch and get killed or they just get killed or they go jail, you know what I mean? So I feel like making a gentleman black character that people could aspire to and even just have as a rating, you know, just have as in the cinema and the movie industry is great. It's too long now. It has to happen now, you get me? And we're doing it. Tribal Mark is that guy.
Changing the narrative for film and black actors moving forwards.
And Adam, can you tell us a bit about the crew and the production behind the short film? Because that was unique in itself, a British film.
Yeah, we had a 90% ethnic crew and we had a 90% ethnic cast as well, which you can see from watching. But a lot of, basically in the UK, I do think America is like a little bit more forward with this. Is in the UK, a lot of production companies aren't really being represented behind the camera, which is something as 1+1 we're really trying to do and really like uplift people. We have people like who have never worked in the industry before work on this film, men and women of color. And I also think when people work in front of the camera, the actors, the director, when you know you're supported by the producers and the writers and even all the way down to the gaffer or the art department when you're in the Nigerian house, you just feel more safe and you just feel like you know that this production or this story is going to be told in the right way. And that's definitely something we worked hard to make sure of, and we'll carry on doing that.
Yes. Round of applause for that. And you mentioned it there, 1+1 Productions. Can you tell everybody a bit about the company?
Yeah, 1+1 Productions, Dwight, Joseph, CEOs, me and Isaac as heads of production on scripted and unscripted. This, obviously, story moving forward and becoming a feature film and hopefully one of the biggest feature films of 2025, 2026.
So that's Tribal Mark will become a feature film. Is that what you say?
Yes, for sure.
Amazing. Who's excited for that?
Like, moving forward with that, with our production company, we still want to keep the same, hopefully it's part of the same team, but the same ethos that we used on this short, which was like obviously easier to do when we work with bigger players. We want to keep the same ethos of having the right people behind the camera as well as in front of the camera.
Round of applause for that.
Yeah, round of applause for that. Representation matters. And for those that are pushing it forward step by step, day by day, they can create a much more equal and diverse future for the creative industry.
So what is the, can you talk more about the vision for Tribal Mark? What are you excited about creating here? And how big are we going? How big is the thinking for this?
We're going big.
Any more?
Bigger than Black Panther.
Woi! Oh. Now that's a claim.
Can you mention a bit about, because does James Bond feature in the thinking and the creation of the concept behind this film at all? Was that part of the story?
I just kind of got bored of, like, you know, like you just get in, you put a suit on, you go out to the club, and you walk in, and everyone's like, "Raw, are you on your James Bond shit tonight?" And it's the same like guy the whole time, like. You know what I mean? Like, I want to create a different guy that, like, when you wear a suit and you look, like, dapper, you know what I mean? I want to create a different, like, a black version that we have, that we just aspire to be, whether it's just his aura or the fact that he can talk, like, how many languages does he speak, you know what I mean? Like, we're trying to make this guy, like, an A1 guy, you get me? So... Yeah. I understand why, you know, that, like, James Bond, I understand why it's gone on for so long. Like, the detail in it, the story is, like, what, his suit, his car, like, you know what I mean? It's got its heritage. So we're not trying to do anything less than that, you know? We got this chance. It's our chance to do it. So I need to make sure no stone unturned.
Yeah, I hear that. So next time you see your brethren or sister in looking fresh, say you're looking like Tribal Mark. Or Tribal Marcia, I guess, for the ladies out there.
Stepper.
Yeah,
there's a love interest to this story already.
There you go.
What impact do you hope to have on the lives of both the people who do watch this and this universe that you're creating? What impact do you hope to have on the world through it?
Like that dissociation of being an immigrant or living somewhere, you know, where your parents weren't born, or you've just been moved to this place, and like you're in your house and you feel a way and you step out and you have, you know, this bird's eye view of the situation. That's a superpower, you know. When you're in school, when you're young, you know, they be dissing you, making fun of your name. They used to make fun of my name, like, you know what I mean? Everything's funny. I'm the butt of all jokes because I'm African, you know? But that dissociation and that focus I've realized in my life, once I learned to control and you know, use that power properly, I can do great things. Like, here I am just in Austin with a movie out, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, make some noise for that.
You can achieve anything, that's for sure. And... tell us what is next in terms of the feature. What can you tell us at this point? Any exclusives?
I can say Idris Elba. That's what I can say.
Wow.
Okay. Who's going to go watch that movie? Come on. And what's next for 1+1 Productions as a whole? Anything else you want to share with us?
Well, yeah, this will be one of our, like, main focuses going through. We've got loads more going on. We've got so much kind of on the unscripted side. We've got another movie that's close to being, getting ready to be filmed. Yeah, yes. So we've got music-based, non-music-based. We've got everything going on, yeah.
And how can people find you? How can people follow and just stay up to date?
We're on Instagram. You can follow us on Instagram. There's also a link to, obviously, like, send in messages if you have, like, scripts, any stories. We're so open, like, some of the stories we've taken on that we're producing at the moment that are ready to go in have just been kind of by word of mouth. So if it's the right story and it's in our ethos, we're ready to move.
Amazing.
There you go. So if you've got an idea or a script, find the link and send it through. You never know. It could be the next thing from 1+1.
Can we get some questions from the audience for you guys? You up for that? Let's do it.
Has anyone got any questions?
Go, Gareth. Go.
What kind of camera was used to film it, and did y'all film it on film?
What kind of camera was used to film it? Did you film it on film?
No, we didn't. We didn't film it on film. We put that in the grade. So I don't know if you've seen with the.
Hey, why are you telling? Wait, hey.
Giving it away.
We filmed it on film. No. We didn't film on film. But if you look, well, that's also like the beauty of where we're at now is in, if you look at the three different periods of Mark, there is a different grade to each of that period. It represents the time, exact grade and the exact kind of film usage that was at that time. So, and we filmed on a Miri Alexa. So there you go.
Anyone else for a question?
Thank Mike. First, great short film. I loved it. What was your idea for the animation that was in the middle of it? With things like Across the Spider-Verse, you have Megan Thee Stallion at Country Roll doing anime. Like, what made y'all put that in there? What was the idea behind that? What were you trying to express?
There was a few moments in there where we really wanted to show how animated and dramatic that a Nigerian sees things when the situations go down, you know? Like, a gun goes off in a club, they're getting chased out the club, and then it feels like lions are chasing them, you know, and they're going through that. Yeah, so that was the reason behind it, but my reference would more be Natural Born Killers, like when they're escaping the prison, and it goes into the animation at some point, at that point. But yeah, it was the reference for me, but it was to show the, you know, the panic. Thank you.
Any more questions?
Wagwan. Bro, watching that, yeah, it's evident food, what you said earlier. The frames when you lot had the bird's eye of the food, it like began a new chapter. Like when prison happened, you had the kettle, yeah. What I loved about it was the beginning, the portrayal of Nigeria as Nigeria. Me, I'm Namibian, I moved to London. And you know that we aren't accepted, especially when you have Jamaicans in that. How big is this? Not just about telling the story of London or black boys from London, but specifically Africans. Because you spoke about it in your home, but do you guys intend on going back to Africa shooting there, or is it just going to be London-based? Like, what's the vision of representing our continent in this?
Yeah, so... obviously, at the beginning of the film, you see it comes up with the BSS, the Black Secret Service, which is based in Africa, based in Nigeria, and that's kind of the whole like premise of the film, to really protect African interests and for there to be an organization that kind of looks after that. That we hear about the MI5, we hear about the CIA, we don't hear about. In mainstream media or mainstream films, we don't really hear about anything else like that. So that's the answer to your question, really.
Any more questions? I haven't gone to this side. Anyone over here? I seen you earlier. Come through, brother.
I was born and raised like up in Dallas, and like the fact that you guys are out here, like from London, what does it mean being out here in Texas, like out here just showing love to us? Because it's like, you were a young kid at some point just out like in London, but now you're in fucking Texas. And for me, it's like, what does it look like? Like, this is not probably what you were born and raised from, but it's like, it's fucking sick, man, having you guys out here.
Thanks. Thank you. Honestly, it's crazy because like, I'm like, When I was a kid in school, like them times there, being African in London wasn't even accepted. It wasn't even something that you'd want to tell people in class. Like, you know what I mean? It would be like something that you hide until they say your surname and then everyone knows. And it's like, to be in all the way here, where like WizKid, Burner Boy, David O, like Portable, Rema, you know what I mean? These are like chart toppers, you know? So, and I'm happy to say that I've been, you know, I've been part of that. I've seen it. I've been involved in it. So I feel like now more than anything, I'm realizing that my immigrant story, there's so many other stories around the world, you know? Like the ladies were saying earlier about Houston, you know, the Nigerians are everywhere. Yeah, thank you. So the Nigerians are everywhere. And so, you know, we're, the whole world, we're all traveling, we're all relocating. So I hope, and I can say I'm proud to be able to put that on screen, that if anybody's ever feeling lost, like not at home, away from their mum, away from their family, they could just put that on and just, you get me, smoke one. Just watch some artistic flair. You get me? So, yeah, that's... Thank you, bro. Thank you, my guy.
Got time for about two more questions.
Hey, first off, I want to say, Skepta, you're amazing. But I have a question. So, I'm Nigerian as well, and I'm not a citizen, and I'm, like, here trying to figure it out. And everything you said is amazing. So how do you push through the negativity, the struggle? You don't see people entertaining your shit from when you start off, but you keep doing. How do you keep doing when it's hard? It's not easy. You're not seeing support. Because a lot of people are creatives and they don't experience. How did you do that when you first started off? I want to hear about that.
Well, I don't know. I think like just appreciation for me. If I ever get lost or I don't feel like carrying on, I start just to appreciate, you know. It's crazy. I just did this song with Portable, yeah. I said I used to drink Gary. And everyone, no, it's funny though. Look, everyone in the comments in Nigeria, they're like, "Yo, well, you never used to drink Gary." And it's funny though, like, because, you know, they must have in their mind that, you know, people go to London or they go to America and they got free money just pouring out from somewhere, you know. Every phone call is money, like, you know what I mean. So I feel like me just knowing that I've experienced these things, like, it's not up to anyone else. Like, really, obviously I'm showing you guys the, but I'm proud of the like myself, innit? So I think it's just about that, just appreciating the fact that, you know, you get a chance to do it and just do it to the best of your ability, man, and let the art speak for itself.
One more question. I seen you earlier, still make it. Better be a good one.
All right, first off, thank you so much, Skepta, for coming out. I love you so much, but...
Love you, my guy.
I know you mentioned Natural Born Killers and James Bond, but are there any other films or even directors that you draw on when you're in that creative filmmaking process?
For this... Yeah, like this ending scene here, I don't know if anyone's seen Andy Warhol eats a hamburger. Yeah. I saw that, I watched it. I watched the, like, I don't know how it's like, it's a long, long, long video and he's just eating a hamburger and then he just finishes it and then he just says, "My name's Andy Warhol and I just finished eating the hamburger." And then I was pissed. No, serious, I was pissed. I was like, this guy just made me watch him eat a hamburger. Like, so I always said in my head I wanted to eat pounded yam and egusi on screen. And it was a perfect way to introduce Mark as like an older hitman. And there's lots of, I'm happy that there's so many layers to it, innit? It's like my first film, short. I've thrown every single thing that I love about cinema into it in a monologue. There's so much layers to it that you can go and watch it again and you'll just like see City of God in there, Belly's in there. A lot of Gaspar Noé references in there. Yeah, a lot of kids. Yeah, we went crazy. But thank you so much. Thank you.
One more. It's not shut down yet. One more.
Thank you. So Skepta, I know you're trying to showcase, like, you know, black actors. Do you have plans to go to Africa and speak to people that are aspiring actors and try to see if you can include them as part of this experience?
Yeah, we're going to go and do the show of Tribal Mark in Nigeria. Yeah. That's going to be a moment for me, obviously, because like I'm born in London, innit? So to make it back, to show a Nigerian like what happens, you know, how what happens, how we was raising out of Nigeria, to me is so fire. So obviously we're gonna be there, we're gonna make it something where it doesn't just end with a screening, you know. We'll get into talks and make sure that they're heavily involved in the feature, because in the feature film that we will be in Nigeria. Yeah.
Round of applause for Adam and Skepta, everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you. And that was the story of how I became Tribal Mark. And that is not all. If people like dancing and music, we've got loads to come, including from the one and only Skepta. So have fun tonight. Enjoy yourselves. This is UK House, brought to you by the Department for Business and Trade at South by Southwest. And we are the How It Became podcast. We'd love to see you tune in. This episode will go on the show. So if you want to watch it back, it'll be there.
Enjoy your South by Southwest, everyone.
Have fun. Let's go.